Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Yeah, good evening, Bloody and World Sports Day SA for Polaris, Polaris Off-Road Australia. You can follow them on Instagram today. And did you know, Malcolm, Polaris has sold over 75,000 off-road vehicles in Australia. If you want to call 8223-0000 for Kia, we'll, if you want to ring in now, we can give a double pass to mine around Sandful game.
Excellent.
Thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best 7-year warranty. Bloody, how are you?
I'm really well, David. Interesting. I want to do something here, David. I'm just going to interrupt you if you don't mind. The poll tonight.
Interesting poll, this one.
And the poll is for Australian Made. Support local, australianmade.com.au. Find authentic Aussie-made, Aussie-grown products online. Visit australianmade.com.au. So for Australian Made, our poll tonight is, should the AFL consider more footy on weekdays in 2021
and beyond.
Yeah. So in other words, should we have a Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night? We have Fridays.
I must say, I'm quite enjoying it now. 80% are agreeing with us.
Oh, already?
20% no. So 80-24. I don't think every night, but why couldn't you have the odd Wednesday, odd Monday game? And then you can have the bigger breaks that way. You might play on a Saturday, then the following Wednesday, and go to a following Saturday. I don't mind it. 8223-0000. Would you like to see it? I mean, while people are stuck at home in Melbourne particularly, I think they'd love footy on every night, wouldn't they?
I must say, I've watched every
Did I hear you say you went to the game, called the game yesterday, then went home and watched it again?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Little brought a glass of red?
I might have had a little sip, just a a little nightcap.
Yeah, help you sleep.
I don't know. I've just got it. It was on, and I thought, well, I'll just have a look. And, we'd done the game, so... it was good just to look back on it and remember the moments. This is going to happen now. And it's good just to reaffirm what you saw.
It was a game that got away. I'm still disappointed they didn't play Daniel Talia. Now, I know they managed him, but I reckon had Talia been in that side, Crows almost win. Young McAsee got found out 3 or 4 times. He's going to be a good kid. I don't mind McAsee, but he hasn't got the strong body at the moment. Even Cameron and these guys haven't played a lot of footy. We're pushing him around. Majacek, those type. Talia wanted to play, apparently, and was rested. Now, when you're Norton 10, I don't think you can afford to rest anyone.
What are you saving yourself for?
Yeah, I would have played him. And defence is not Adelaide's problem. They play pretty well there. It's actually kicking goals. But you liked a couple of players too last night.
Yeah, I did. And I think Elliot Himmelberg has shown me enough in his 15 games. I've talked about that if anyone's listened. You know, the first 15 games are very important. And Tyson Stengel, he's got a trick or two. He's got pace and a trick. I think they are two really, really good players for the future.
Okay, let's take some calls. 8223-0000. We've got Andrew. Hi, Andrew. We'll go back to Andrew.
Probably a week and a half ago, and I said to you guys, I reckon this is an experiment partly. So the AFL could play more games during the week to keep it all even, so no one can complain that only teams have played one team once and all that.
Do you like it? Do you like the...
Oh, it's fantastic, mate. For the money they're paid, they should be able to do that.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
Have you watched most of the games, Andrew?
Oh, I've watched a few, but, you've got family business
sure.
in between.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But, like I said, for the money they're paid, and it makes this game so much greater, giving it...
well, it's prime time, isn't it? Prime time during the week.
It is. And it beats watching some of the other crap that's on the other stations, let's face it.
That reality stuff.
Thanks,
you like that, some of that reality stuff, David.
Maybe I do. Oh. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how you going?
Would you be happy to have footy
during
the week?
No. It'd drive me nuts every night. And we go, the thing is, people who go to the game, so I think the crowds and that, we'd just give up our membership if that happened. I mean, if you're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday nights from work and... I hate Thursday nights as it is.
I don't think it'd be every night. I don't think it'd make it every night, but the odd Monday night game, give an extra day's break here and there. Peter.
No for me.
Okay.
Thanks
for that. Yeah, thanks, Peter. 8223-0000. It's 80-20 at the moment. People saying, and the word was, would you consider more football? Well, I'm not saying every night of the week.
No.
They've had to compress now, the season.
And I reckon we've mentioned this before. American football, the gridiron as we know it, Monday night football is the biggest
night. It's their big night.
Like, yeah.
There's only one game.
Yeah.
They play one game on a Monday night and the whole nation watches it.
Yeah, but ours is Friday night, isn't it?
Friday.
It's been our big night.
Yeah.
Friday night footy.
But I think at the odd game, look, I'm for it because, as I said, people getting bored, they're stuck at
home. Okay, you've got to pick one night then. And you know, we've got some Thursday's games and we've got some, we know Friday's done.
One night?
You've got to pick one night.
I'd go a Wednesday.
But you've already got Thursday. Why wouldn't you go Tuesday? See, you have last game on a Sunday. Everyone does their Monday-itis bit. Back to work.
One game on a Tuesday.
One game on a Tuesday.
One on a Thursday.
Then one, forget Wednesday, and sometimes on a Thursday.
Yeah, you make a lot of sense, as always. Just getting back to the Crows, I said, I think this one got away. And I reckon Nathan Buckley played a bit of Russian roulette, didn't pick his best side, thinking we can get over the Crows. But the Crows had chances. Fogarty and Walker, two big body players that don't cover the ground that well and certainly can't keep a ball in. Can you afford, in the last few games, there's only six games left, can the Crows afford to keep playing them together, or do they need to be looking at next year like your man Himmelberg?
No, I'd now play Himmelberg in the prime spot and either one or the other two. And I think what you've got to... Once again, I'll talk about the 15-game theory. I think that lad, Himmelberg, has now shown some stuff. He kicked a couple of goals, which is good, took a couple of marks. He also picked some balls up off the ground and looked okay. Give him more time. More time. Make him the P and see what happens from there. And one of the other ones are going to have to miss out.
So out of the kids, has he taken your eye as much as anybody else?
Yes, and Tyson Stengel.
Okay. It's too early to... make a call on Schoenberg or Scholl. They're just kids.
No, and they've played two games. At least these boys have played a bit more. You know, they've played, a dozen games or so, 15 games.
Now, I said to Rowie and Bix about Tom Duda, about moving, they said, you've been listening to Blighty, but you actually thought he'd make a great midfield, a big body midfield. I'd take him further up. I think he's the best mark in the Adelaide Crows side. He's got sticky fingers. He's around 6'2", strong body, strong build. Won't be the main man. But it could even play like Mitch McGovern role, where you come in and take a few marks. Adelaide cannot score goals, Blighty.
No.
And I reckon back pockets, I played there a bit myself, you can find them. A lot easier to find a back pocket than a guy that can kick regular goals. And I think Adelaide down the track will have to move Tommy Duday into a more attacking role, whether it be in the midfield or forwards.
Yeah, no, I could see him in the midfield, but I agree with you. I'd have a look at him up for it. He has got good hands. Now, as you know, it's I can tell you now, it's 50% easier marking at the back with extra help around than it is forward line when you haven't got extra help. Do you know what I mean? It's a much tougher business in the forward line. So have a look at him. I agree. Right now, I think he's as probably good a defender reader in the air as the club's got.
Matthew Nix, he must have seen that game, the one that got away. They could have led by 3 or 4 goals, and Collingwood were awful. We spoke before the game, perhaps their worst side they put out on the park in the last 5 or 6 years.
It was.
Here's the coach, Matthew Nix.
We had our opportunities, and in the end, we're our own worst enemies. In the second half, we turned the ball over in positions you just can't against a good side. And I think it ended up 9 goals from turnover. Not many teams have won games doing that.
No, sure.
Yeah, but
only kicked 10, didn't they?
Yeah, I can remember the one that Brodie Smith turned over, right? Which then Stevenson got the goal. They chipped it round for 3.5 minutes. Well, felt like 3.5 minutes beforehand. I mean, if they actually went down the line to the ruckman and the midfielders got there, all that could have been avoided.
Eliminates it.
I mean, at some stage in the game, you have to go forward. And they just chip, 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 chip. And I'll guarantee you now, David, if you do 10 kicks, one's probably going to be wrong. If you do 11, two are going to be wrong. So on, isn't it? I mean, it's a tough business. And particularly with players standing in zones, you've got to bloody slice them through. And they're not good enough to do it. I'm serious, and I've said this so often, just do something different.
You've been saying all year they'll win a game, they'll win one somewhere. You're less convinced now. They maybe could beat Hawthorn or Carlton. There's not too many games that are winnable now for Adelaide.
No, it's a 17-game season, so I'm running out of chances, aren't I, with six? No, I think they'll still win a win. And Who it will be, I don't know. They had a real chance against Collingwood. That's the worst.
What do you take out of it, though? Because Collingwood undermanned. Best chance ever to beat Collingwood.
Yeah.
And they couldn't
probably
do it.
Probably the best individual game by Adelaide midfielder for the year. Absolutely dominated. And didn't waste a lot of the ball. Made really good decisions. So that was almost like Nat Fyfe, Cripps, Pendlebury. It was one of those games.
Good player, isn't he?
Yeah. So and you didn't win. So you got to start thinking maybe I'm living in La La Land.
That might be my Tuesday's true or false. A question about Rory Laird too.
Okay.
He's very very good. And just on the ladder, are you eliminating any teams now? I've narrowed mine down to four. I think Port are going to finish top two, so they'll get a couple of home finals.
Yep.
Big chance of making a grand final.
Yep.
Richmond, I think, on their day, are still the best side going around if they get their troops back. Brisbane are playing so many games at home and getting a lot of wins on the board, so you can't discount them.
No.
And Geelong have surprised me a bit. They're hanging in there. I look at their back line and think, how big and cumbersome and slow is it? Yeah, they just restrict you. It's very hard to score against them.
Yeah, but you've got Dangerfield, Selwood, Duncan, and the midfield's
Menegola.
Menegola's actually been the surprise, really.
Big man Hawkins up forward.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the other ones, I mean, you keep forgetting about the Giants, don't you?
I don't forget about it. I've watched them, even when they're winning really awkwardly. I don't think they can kick enough goals. They rely on Jeremy Cameron. They've got a great midfield, but I still don't think West Coast, if they have to play away.
Yeah, maybe. I still like Collingwood a bit.
Do you?
I mean, that's a great win. Believe me, they had their best eight players out. When they start filtering back over the next 6 weeks, I think that they're the team that could do an Adelaide Crows or a Western Bulldogs.
From lower the order. Okay, yeah. Collingwood earlier, I was very bullish on them, but not so much now. We're going to take a break. Going to go speak to a Gold Coast general footy manager tonight too.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting stuff. We very rarely talk Gold Coast. I know you're bullish on their future, but this is Sports Day SA. Time now for a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Yeah, the poll for Australia made, should AFL consider more footy on weekdays? Malcolm's saying maybe a Tuesday, the odd Tuesday. And you know what you could do? You could play it under the roof in winter, so you don't worry about the weather at all.
And I think we've had this conversation earlier, David, and I said, why don't we get one in Adelaide and make it under roof too?
Okay.
35,000, 40,000.
Hello, Andy.
Hi, boys.
How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Good, good. Hey, listen, can someone explain to me why forward lines have to creep up to the halfway mark, why 3, 4, or 5 of them can't stay in the forward line and drag their defenders back, spreading out the opposition coach's defence, making everything more open, then your little kicks out of defence, surely when they hit a target, only have to kick over the top and you suddenly got four forwards defending their mates and bang, it's a goal. I don't get it.
No, Andy, I've been watching this for the last 10 years. I've debated this forever. I'm on your planet, and the planet is called Let the Players Play. Team defence is now the only thing every coach will ever talk about. They'll talk about it, plus ones, all that sort of stuff, the seventh, and team defence. And I've seen blokes absolutely waste time, energy and effort in running up and down the ground, never touching the footy, and clogging up the game.
And then they come off the field after 2 minutes. I mean, if Tex Walker can't jump and he can't run, for me, I would say stay at full forward, Stengel, McAdam, you hang around him, drag some defenders back. Then he's acting, he's got his great peripheral vision. He can pass it off to the side, create situations for these guys to work at ground level and get into the goals. He's not running up the ground, he's not jumping, he's using his smart. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Andy, I'll tell you what, I've talked about a summit. I'd love to get a person like you, some of the fans out there, and I reckon you would, 9 out of 10 fan would say exactly the same thing as you, Andy. If ever this summit comes along, Ring us back again, will you? If I've got anything to do with it. I'd love to get the people, the fans that actually watch the game, to go and front up to the AFL, front up to the coaches and say, look, this is the product you're going to put out with. And as Lee Matthews says, you're living in fantasy land if you don't think something's wrong with the game.
Yeah, great call, Andy. Thank you for that. Now for car sales, Australia's number one for cars. We love cars. The AFL will base Fremantle and Sydney in Cairns for four rounds. Boy, they're going everywhere. As it attempts to complete the
good spot at Cairns too. Good spot.
You've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Who sang that? Lucky Star?
I don't know. Don't know. You got me there.
Lucky Star, right?
Anyhow, as they attempt to complete a 153-game home and away season, Swans CEO Tom Harley says they'll be there from round 16 to 18.
It's just one of those years. I mean, we're playing a derby tomorrow night in Perth, which is ironic, and we've had a stint in Brisbane, and you make do, you're flexible, and I think that's one thing that's come out of this COVID season is, the increased adaptability across the continent.
So we've got, who was it?
Lucky Star.
I've been everywhere, man. That's when they say all the 100...
All the towns around Australia, yeah.
And Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley's been cleared by the AFL over a potential COVID breach. Did you see that? He did a fist pump with one of the fans. Just did the little fist pump.
He's very lucky, just like the singer.
Lucky Star. Do you like my car sales update there?
I did, but I was looking up Lucky Star.
you're not bad. Leave me in the lurch. So just in the final wash-up for the Crows, it was a game that... They went begging?
Maybe. Probably. Collingwood had that in the second quarter. Missed those goals from 30 metres out. Didn't even make the distance. It's rare for them.
It seemed to be a bit of a vortex up the northern end. Oh, Darcy Fogarty had a shot for goal from 35. Now, he's one of the best kicks in the league.
Yeah, I know.
He couldn't kick it.
Yeah. It was a mystery. There must have been radiation something in the air.
Maybe
that's another song, too. Who sung that? There's something in the air tonight.
Something in the
air supply?
Phil Collins.
It was too.
Phil Collins. Well done. Sam said that, not me. Yeah. Lumo Energy SA, 100% Australian owned and 1,000% about you. We've still got plenty to come. We've got John Haynes from the Gold Coast. They're playing tonight too, thanks to Tyre Power. We'll talk about some of the young kids there. And one of your favourite segments too is, it's normally Tuesday, true or false, but it's Wednesday's true or false. So we'll take a break. Time now to go to Bristol Made Sea Coffee Break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Woody for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Yes, they're still open. We're talking Gold Coast, Blighty, and I think they've gained the respect and a bit of recognition too of the football community. It started so well, and they're getting an exciting team together. So we thought we'd speak to the General Manager of Football, John Haynes. He joins us now. John, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
You must have been excited at the start of the year. It's been a fantastic start, and Gold Coast is certainly well and truly on the map. I know it's sort of tapered off a little bit, but you can see the future, that's for sure.
Yeah, we felt like we're showing some signs that we're on the right path. We're obviously undertaking a pretty, sizable reset of the organisation, and in particular the football program over the last couple of years. And a key part of that strategy was, one, going to the draft and bringing in some really good talent, but also complementing that with some, mature age guys of good character. We feel like the pre-season put us in really good stead. We feel like the COVID period, the players for a young group handled it really maturely, and we're starting to see some signs from an on-field perspective that the guys are starting to learn each other, they'll learn more about each other and understand the way they play, and they're performing better as a consequence. So it's there's some good signs.
I think it's a show of faith too. Retaining players is such a key. You've got so much talent there, and a lot of the youngsters, a lot of the guns have re-signed.
Yeah, we've got the bulk of our list is contracted beyond next year. And again, that was a deliberate strategy to try and build some stability in the organisation and in the footy club. But that had to be underpinned by players actually believing in the program and believing in the club. So we didn't want to twist their arm. They needed to sign on for the right reasons. And and actually believe we're heading in the right direction, and we feel like the we've got every player contracted that we want contracted, and it's a really strong, a large group and a strong group. So we're really pleased with that outcome.
John, you've been at the club now. This is your third year, along with Stewie Jew. I just miss you as you walked in the door, mate. I walked out. phase one, I called it. It was an interesting time with the start-up of the club and all the things that happened from then. As you say, that the rebuild, it's not even a rebuild, is it? Because there's still some good people left over from that era. But what you've done now, you've gone to the draft, you've gone to the, and the recruitment of really good, some really good people in the football department looks like a really good way to go. Now, I always talk about the glue with young players, and I think that's the thing that's happened at Gold Coast now. You've actually put some glue around these wonderful draft picks you got and making them Gold Coasters.
No, I think you've summarised it pretty well, Malcolm. And you're right, there are some players here, some really cool players, and staff members, to be honest, who have been through the whole journey. And you know, I think the role that Dave Swallow and Jared Harbrow and these sort of guys have played just can't be underestimated. You know, we'll be forever grateful for the role that Dave in particular has played. And, you know, Jared Witts, you know, joined the club halfway through its journey. But again, the role that he's played in bringing this group together has been enormous. So, yeah, it's certainly been a mix of, you know, we were really conscious of respecting the past and all those sort of things, but also building something really strong for the future. And, you know, there's no doubt that the players you know, genuinely enjoy each other's company. They love spending time together. And as I said before, that, you know, they can see a really clear path now and they believe in the plan. And we've just got to make sure we put the right support around them and also make sure that we continue to focus on our environment.
Yeah, John, I've actually been a believer. A lot of people, even some in this studio I'm sitting here with, haven't been a believer of the Suns. I just said, it's just time. Give them some time now. You know, the first one was a group and all that sort of stuff. But getting on to Jared Witts and David Swallow, when they both signed on and co-captains, I just sat in the room and just clapped. I thought that they are two outstanding people, outstanding players. And Witts has got to be the buy of the century, doesn't he? He's a fantastic player.
Yeah, they've both been outstanding, Malcolm, both in terms of what they've brought from an on-field perspective, but also, and perhaps you know, more importantly, their leadership around the football club is just, it's almost improving by the week. We can see the leadership growth in both of the guys on an ongoing basis, and we feel like there's an enormous amount of growth left in both of those guys, again, both as a player, but also from a leadership point of view. So they've been really influential in what we've been able to do this year, but particularly going forward as well.
Our guest is John Haynes, General Manager of Footy for Gold Coast. John, we only see Gold Coast on match day, but if I give you a few names, Rankin, Rao, King and Lukosius, you see them training. Who's got the biggest bag of tricks where you look back and think, gee, that wasn't bad. I didn't mind that little trick.
Yeah, you're comparing a pretty good group there, Dave. But, they're all different. You know, they've had all had a significant impact on the place already. If you talk about tricks, I think you know Isaac has done some stuff at training that I just haven't seen before in my time in footy, and there's a lot of staff around here that say the same thing. That he's just got an incredible gift, but he also works incredibly hard as well. You know, Matty has had a massive impact on the place. You know, he's had his arm in a sling for the last 4 weeks, and it's not unfair to say that he's had a football under the other arm for 95% of that time. His love of the football and the game is unbelievable, and I think we're seeing with Jack and Ben that, you know, they feel like this is their club now, and they've got a really strong sense that they're going to play a really pivotal part and a pivotal role in the next 10 years, so they've got really strong buy-in. So, yeah, we're really lucky to have all those guys at the club.
John, you've had an interesting journey in football yourself, you know, both from Melbourne point of view, WA point of view, now on the Gold Coast. You ended up with this role. Everyone, that's John Haynes gets this. How did that all happen? Because the field was a fairly lengthy field. You won from a pretty good field.
Yeah, to be honest, Malcolm, I wasn't too conscious of who the opposition was, but I guess there's a few factors. I've known Mark Evans for a reasonable while. I met Mark a number of years ago when I was involved in the talent pathway, and obviously had a fair bit to do with him when I was at North Melbourne as well. So I've always had high regard for Mark as a first and foremost as a person, but then as an administrator, he was someone that I sought out from a mentorship point of view. And you know, when the opportunity came up over here, I actually wasn't looking, to be honest. We were pretty settled back in WA and enjoying our time back there. And But yeah, we started talking sort of midway through whenever it was, 2017, and I always felt that if we were going to move from WA again, it would be to this club, funnily enough, because it's coming from WA, and the WA lads that had moved over here in early days, we had a fair bit to do with, and always had an interest in the club. And yeah, when the opportunity arose, it was just too good to say no to in terms of the challenge. And it's obviously a fantastic place to live and raise a family as well, as you would know. So yeah, it all lined up, and you know, I think the alignment with Mark and Stewie and Craig Cameron and the board's been really strong. And you know, given the size of the reset we had to undertake, that was a really important consideration, that we all knew what we were in for. And so when all that lined up, it was let's get going, and over we came, and we've been loving it.
I've got no doubt the Suns are everyone's second team at the moment. How important just to grab a couple more wins before the end of the season after such a promising start?
Yeah, I think like all clubs and all playing groups, you know, that they want to win. And I think from our point of view, the more wins that we can get just continues to build belief towards the end of the season and going into next year. We've been in every game, pretty much until late in the games all year, even the game against Geelong and, yep, and the Giants the other night. It was still only three goals at three-quarter time. So the players feel like that if they bring their best, they're going to be in the game, and that's fueling belief. But we also know that, you know, we've got an enormous amount of improvement in front of us as well. So our expectations are really high. We think if we bring our best tonight, we're going to give ourselves a real chance, and the players have now got that sense within every game that they're going into.
Exciting times. Thanks for the chat, John.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks very much.
John Haynes there, Gold Coast GM of football for Tyre Power, store-wide super sale on right now, 25% off selected Kumho tyres. Yeah, you're right, Blighty. I doubt to where it was going. He said if they can retain players, that's the key. If you lose all your stars, yeah. I mean, imagine if they had Prestia and Lynch and Jaeger and Mira.
I mean,
suppose you got picks for them too.
Yeah, that's all of that. But, I mean, that's going to happen because, you know, they lost some games early and they're too young to start with any. But they're on the right track now. And playing Essendon tonight, I'm actually half looking forward to the game, actually.
I've tipped them tonight.
Have you tipped them?
Yeah, I just... Yeah, okay. I think Essendon lacking a bit of firepower, but that's my point. You need a couple more wins. Like previous years, we'd all dropped off and they didn't win anything.
No.
And they, like you said, they've been in every game. I guess they're John Haynes, Malcolm Blighton, David Wildy. Time now for a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Wildy. I love this time. It's normally Tuesday's true or false, Malcolm.
But we're at the footy.
Kia. It's Wednesday's true or false.
Of course it is.
Thanks to Kia, they can offer value you can trust in Australia's best 7-year warranty across the entire Kia range. As you said, a great company, Kia. And I'm going to start off with you. On the back of last night, Taylor Walker and Darcy Fogarty cannot play in the same forward line together. They can't tackle. No. They can't chase. It comes out all the time.
No, and Himmelberg's improving. So I actually think it's probably true, David. I think I'd look somewhere else. I'd look alternatives.
Which one goes out?
Yeah, good question. I think Taylor does look as though he's struggling a bit. Doesn't look 100% to me. He looks as though he's in a bit of trouble. And Fogarty might be better behind the ball. He may be a better
defender. Taylor thinks he's going. He did some nice things, but then absolutely butchered kicks.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, actually. I don't know. Anyhow, here's my first one. Oh, true or false? First one. Elliot Himmelberg will be a 100-plus gamer for the Adelaide Football Club.
I think he may be. We've seen signs. He's one of the ones, as you spoke at the top of the show. He's showing something. He's a big, tall lad, quite athletic. Last year had no tank at all. This year, a little bit better.
Yeah, and I thought his ruck work was okay. So
100 games? Yeah.
So that's a yes. That's a true.
That's a true.
Oh, excellent. Good. A little true.
For Kia.
There you go.
The premiership race is down to four. Port Adelaide, Richmond, Geelong, Brisbane Lions.
True.
West Coast?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think there's anyone of the eight will win it this year. Anyone that gets into the eight can win it.
Oh, so you don't? That's false then. I've said it's down to the four.
No, I think
Port, Richmond, Geelong, or Lions. No, that's my four.
No, I think no.
You'd still like the West Coast.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I think so.
So that's false.
Yeah, so it's false. But you're only out by one. I mean, it's not as though it's disastrous what you've said. Giants can't win it?
No, I don't think.
Why not?
Can't kick goals.
St Kilda can't win it?
No. St Kilda, to me, just off the pace. I like him. I like the way they're doing, but no, not for me. No.
Okay, all right then.
Doesn't mean I'm right.
True or false?
I'm just saying. No. You asked me the question. Yeah. I said no.
Okay, here's another one. Tyson Stengel will be a 100-plus gamer for the Adelaide Football Club.
Well, his last couple of efforts have been pretty good. He's got something that a lot of players haven't got. It's a bit of pace and a bit of nous. Knows where the goals are. Well, that could be true as well. So Himmelberg and Stengel, they were your green shoots.
Yes.
Malcolm Blight's green shoots.
Yes, and remember what I said within their 15 games. They've shown some stuff now over a little bit of work that I think they've both got something that's worth persevering with.
Well, I like this, all this for Kia. Rory Laird should stay in the midfield for the rest of the year.
Snap.
Yeah.
And if he gets sat on and or doesn't get a kick, whack him back to half back for a quarter or a half, let him get comfortable again and then go again.
He loved
it. Teach him. Remember all the blokes I coached all those years ago, all the good midfielders had to play half back. So that when they couldn't get a kick, they could go back. Remember
He's an
that?
Australian halfback too. Yeah. His game last night was sensational.
Yeah, gave him three votes. You got
three votes.
Three votes. Yeah. Now listen, you got to listen carefully. This one, and this is the first time this has absolutely been mentioned. I've never heard this anywhere. I've thought about it long and hard for the last 24 hours. Ken Hinckley, the coach of Port Adelaide, as we know, he's got a clause in his contract about playing finals, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And you get another year. I've got a theory and I've got a suggestion that Ken Hinckley will become an employee of the Port Adelaide Football Club. Now, just think your way through that a bit. So that means it's sort of open in, a bit like Neil Craig when he did at Adelaide. And I just think music. I think that for a long-term coach, thank you, Sam. To turn it down, I can't think.
It's open ended.
Yeah, see, for a long term coach, he's been there 7 or 8 years. You know, It's a beautiful way to go. It's just a way to go. He still gets paid the same sort of money, but it's sort of open ended for both of them to actually step away if it's not working for them. And it's a wonderful way to say goodbye to a club or goodbye to a coach. And it'll happen one day. And I think being employee would be the best way to go for Ken Hinckley.
False.
Oh, after all that.
He delivered it beautifully, and I think, nah. I know Neil Craig had a similar thing.
Yeah, why not?
But Ken might not want it. Ken might want to say, no, I want to do my time, and then I may want to go myself. I'm under
That's
my
what the, but he can do that as an employee.
Not sure.
I can have a sunset clause.
Didn't want to you know what a sunset? Like
do you know what a sunset clause is?
Where you can both just drift off in the sunset if you like. Tommy Duday could one day make a terrific forward. Now, I know you spoke about the big-bodied midfielder.
Yep.
What about forward?
Yep, true.
Honest. 6 foot two?
True. So where does Fogarty and Walker play? And him
no, no, he, Tom, Tommy Duday could be, you still need a couple others. I think he'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I said is he the best mark in the team? Body? The best hands?
Well, apparently, he is behind the ball. It's a much harder at the other end of the ground, David.
True. But, yeah, no, I think you can find back pockets, though. Now, I don't mind your call as he's the same height as Patrick Cripps around there.
I must say, Matthew Nix put Fogarty in the middle for a little while to pick that up during the game.
No engine.
No, well, he didn't do very much. But I thought that was a good try. I didn't mind it, actually. All right, is it me? We've got another one. One more. As you know, David, there is a competition called the Sandfall now. We used to call it SANFL. And sitting on the ladder, which I have in front of me. One and two are two teams that we know very well in the shape of Woodville West Torrens sitting on top, the mighty Eagles, and North Adelaide, the mighty Roosters, both with 6 wins and having great seasons. Did you know that?
I knew they were 1 and 2. And what have they got in common, those two teams, in recent history?
In recent history, they've played in grand finals.
And they're the 19th man, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And but hang on, that's not a true or false shit. What I'm going to say is, It'll be a repeat of 2 years ago grand final. And
the Eagles will put an extra man on.
And the Eagles are allowed to put a... If they're in the grand final, the Eagles are allowed to put a 19th man on for, what, 8.5 minutes?
I think they should be able to. I'll be with that. I think they both love to get back there, but yeah, maybe. Maybe true-ish for Kia.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Mark Rusciuto made some comments. Now, I love Roo. I think his heart's in the right place.
Absolutely.
Been, as you said, he's in the best two players you've ever coached at the Adelaide Crows. He's copped a bit of flack. He says what he thinks. I know it's sometimes hard in the when you're in the media, you get criticised. But here's a grab from Mark Rusciuto.
I'll go if I need to go. This was part of the rebuild, so we know what we've got to do. I'm not going to jump ship now. I'm here to take us through the lows, which we are now, and maybe next year as well. And then as we come out of that with a bit more money in our salary cap, we can start approaching players and get some extra games into these kids. We'll come out of it just fine on the other side.
Yeah, good on him. I mean... Whether you agree with Mark or whatever, he does it for nothing. I mean, the whole board do it for nothing, the chairman included. So it's voluntary work. What they're trying to do is try and help a footy club. Now, have they made some good calls? Yes, they have. They played in the grand final 3 years ago. So, I mean, they haven't been useless. It's not as though the brand is terrible. They've made some decisions over the last 2 or 3 years.
Questionable,
which is even the review, which I question and still do, why they couldn't do it internally. It looks as though some people have gone, some players have gone. Were they the right calls? Probably not. Because, I mean, you can't just play 20 kids, and I think you're going to find that out. So, but for Mark Rusciuto, he wears his heart in his sleeve. We know that. You know what you're going to get from Roo. He's a fair dinkum bloke. And whether he's said the right thing or wrong thing, it only ever comes from the heart. Now, sometimes I think, oh, Mark, you should maybe have said it slightly differently. But I'm not Mark Rusciuto. He is. And he'll do what he likes and what he thinks is right. And good on him. And I would suggest that somewhere down the track, he will walk away because that's what happens.
Does having a breakfast show and he's quite vocal on Fox, does that compromise the position at all?
Yeah, it's the Eddie McGuire principle, isn't it? You know, running a football club, president of a football club, being involved in a football club and being in the media. I'll tell you what he's in. He's entitled to work and feed his family. Full stop, end of story. It is up to somebody else to tap Mark on the shoulder to tell him not to do it. That is.
Yeah,
you know what
said.
I mean?
Yep.
It is no one else's business, but the board of the Adelaide Football Club, whether Mark Rusciuto, what other people think, I'm not even interested in, really, in some way, shape, or form.
And you can't blame Roo for every decision they made. There's a whole host of people.
No. I mean, he's one voice around the table. So do you understand that? I reckon he's entitled to work. What role he plays, how he runs it, if someone doesn't want him to be on the board, for goodness sake, say him if you're detrimental to the football club.
Yeah, yeah.
And I reckon Eddie McGuire's in the same boat. If Eddie says something that's detrimental to the Collingwood Football Club in his media role, it's up to the board, the other 7 or 8, 9, 10 around the table, say, Eddie, hop it.
Yeah, no, well said. Drop by an OTR this Friday and enjoy a chicken, avocado and lettuce sandwich for just $3. Exactly Wednesday is the old OTR.
Yeah.
I want to play a grab from Nathan Buckley, and I reckon we spoke about this actually before the game yesterday, Malcolm. I reckon he rolled the dice, Bucks. He didn't pick his best side, thinking we can get over Adelaide and we can rest three or four, Darcy Moore, one of those three or four key players. Here's Bucks on that, exactly that point.
We could have played a better 22 tonight. And I dare say that every side in the competition is going through this in some shape or form. We could have played a better 22, but we've still got our eyes on the prize. So it's not just about getting the win now. It's about what is your team going to look like in 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, and how are you going to find the best of what you have in your squad to be able to present as well as you possibly can beyond round 18?
Yep. I think that's pretty sensible. I've still got Richmond and Collingwood. They were my grand final teams at the start of the year. Before all this all unfolded, I think they're still on track. And I thought with the players they had out, I think it was a really creditable win. And what Nathan Buckley's, everyone's going to do the same thing now. It's become a different world, David.
I've got Port Richmond.
Okay.
I think Collingwood might start from too far down there. Just on the OTR, it is today, as you said, Wednesday. You always get in for that chicken, avocado and lettuce sandwich, just $3. And I wanted to say this too, very quickly, the Port Richmond game, was it the match of the year?
Yes, it was.
You loved it?
I loved it.
Oh, we agree. I hate it when we agree too. Okay, well, that's just about it for us again. We spoke with the Gold Coast footy manager today. Looking forward to see their progress too. They're going extremely well, but we'll do it all again. Malcolm, tomorrow night, same time. I don't know what day it is. Whatever day it is, same time between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Bye, David.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA, for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.